Here is your hard and heavy headlines with all that matters in the biz this week.
Hey, what's up? Emmy Mac here to update you with what's going on in the world of hard and heavy music today. Got some huge news for Guns N' Roses fans. So the band's iconic Use Your Illusion double album is being reissued as a massive box set, and it features 63 previously unreleased tracks and videos. They're mostly never-before-heard live recordings, but there's also a new version of November Rain recorded with a 50-piece orchestra. You can get your hands on that one from November 11. Got an update from Soilwork. You might remember their guitarist David Anderson tragically passed away last week. So the band have now confirmed they won't be cancelling any tour dates. They say they want to honour David's legacy by performing their new album in front of fans around the world as planned. It means their Aussie tour this November will still be going ahead. Hey, this is interesting. Motley Crue and Def Leppard's recent North American tour was actually the most profitable of their whole careers. Yeah, the tour raked in $173.5 million and sold 1.3 million tickets. Crazy. Also in the headlines, Steel Panther have finally got a new bass player following the departure of Lexi Fox last year. Their live fill-in bassist Joe Spider Lester has been promoted to permanent member status, and it means he'll be joining them on stage during their Aussie tour next month. And finally, pop star Mariah Carey isn't really someone we talk about a lot on this radio station, but she's apparently sitting on a secret grunge rock album she recorded back in the 90s, but it was never released. But now she wants to release it. We just don't know exactly when yet, but watch this space. Now you're up to date on all the latest rock, punk, and metal news. And for more updates, keep it locked right here on Triple M Hard and Heavy.
For the latest tour news, killer album releases, and a hit of nostalgia for good measure, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.